You know, when I was thinking about just the theme and what to talk about, and this rostrum is way too small. Well, I was just looking back at the theme, and also about growing up. And growing up, I grew up in some really dodgy areas, actually. And but that's how it was. You know, we came to Australia, and was just in the end, my mum and four children. And so, you know, a lot of it was unfortunately some suburbs that weren't so well off, a bit dodgy. And I realised just in some of the areas I grew up with, probably the main area was Bentley, and that was an interesting time actually for me, and it was pretty rough, you know, and during that time there were gangs as well, you know, you had gangs like the Bentley Boys, that were just men actually, you know, and then you had the Belmont Boys. Then you had the Ken Street Boys. They were really tough, those guys. So you really made sure you didn't cross over into their suburb. But that's just how it was, you know, back there growing up. And you sort of realised from a young age that, you know, you needed to be part of a gang, but maybe not so much of a part of a gang, but part of a group. And although I was just a pipsqueak and a quite little small weedy little kid, you know, I couldn't threaten anyone, you know, but hanging around with my brothers and his friends, you know, you felt safe, and so sometimes you'd be annoying, you know, and they would tell you that to get lost, you know, but the point is, I just knew that hanging around them, it was safe, it was secure, and although they found me a bit annoying, that's just life, you know, being the youngest, I always knew, and they'd said, you know, we've got your back, and it made you feel safe, you know, knowing that someone had your back, and had you got into any trouble, you knew that they would be there to protect you, and I grew up knowing that was there if I needed it. And it was a really good thought, you know, considering just the environment I was growing up in. And that's what I really wanted to talk about today, how the battle is the Lord. And God's got our back. And no matter what we go through in our life, the battle is the Lord. And all the people said. Amen. But if we just turn to Exodus 14... just wanted to have a look at a couple of verses just before the main theme. So Exodus 14. Okay. So Exodus 14, and this is Moses in verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And so it's just a bit I really wanted to look at how the Lord is going to go before you. And whatever we do, we know the Lord is going to go before us. And we know of a wonderful scripture that talks about the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he direct our paths. And he wants to go before you. He wants to fight for you. And it's great to know that with our life in the Lord, God is going to go before us. And we don't have to go through life on our own. And when he gave us the Spirit, he said it will always be with us. We'd not be forsaken. It'd never leave us. And we know we've got an ally in God. And what an ally we've got, hey? A God who's always there. And a God who can't be defeated. And a God who's going to be with us every step of the way. And if we just go to 2 Chronicles, I just wanted to look at a story there. But, you know, when we look through the Bible, there are many stories about how God has fought for his people and have stood up for his people. And we know of David and Goliath. That's just a wonderful story, isn't it? And obviously, you know, David knew that God was on his side. Otherwise, why? You've been a small boy, go and fight against the giant. You know, it'd just be crazy, wouldn't it? But he did it knowing that God was going to go before him. And ultimately, as we know, you know, David won and Goliath was slain. But in 2 Chronicles 20, let's start off in verse 2 just to lead you into the story. This was about King Jehoshaphat and one of the more righteous kings before, you know, in the time of Israel / Judah. But this is about his victory. And in verse 2, just to start off into the story, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all Judah." And so we can see here with King Jehoshaphat, he's heard, look, this is a mighty army that's come up against you. And he could have been quite fearful, and he was. He said he feared, and he could have turned around and says, "I'm out of here," and taken his people with him. But the one thing he did do, and it says here, he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the fast throughout all the land. And that's what he thought. He thought, "I'm going to, not just me, but this comes back upon my nation as well, to look to the Lord and get the Lord involved." And that's what he wanted to do. He just knew that with God getting involved, things were going to happen. And he'd seen miracles before as well, where he defeated or was delivered from the Syrians. He saw that happen, and that's back in chapter 18. And if we just, I'm just going to pick a few verses. We'll just go to verse 6. And it reads, "And the Lord, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee?" And so he's just reminding of the Lord. "Lord, you're a mighty God. You know, you've done these things. Who is able to stand against you?" Verse 9. "If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for in thy name is this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help." And so again, you know, when we come in troubles, you know, we cry unto the Lord, and the Lord, you're going to hear, and you're going to ultimately help us as well. Verse 13, "And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children." And so it wasn't just the king. You know, it was all the nation. They stood before the Lord because King Jehoshaphat wanted to make it clear, "Look, you know, Lord, we're coming before you. We know that it's up to you now. You deliver us, or else our people will be annihilated." In verse 15, "And he said, Hearken," this is a prophet, "Hearken, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is yours." It's not yours, but God's. And isn't that a great thing to hear? You know, this prophet was able to prophesy and say, "Look, King Jehoshaphat, it's all taken care of. This battle is not yours now. God is going to step in and he's going to take over." And that's what God does for his people. He steps in and he takes over. And it's just when I was relaying that story when I was a young boy, I just knew that if I got in trouble, you know, these older friends of mine, they would step in and they'd care the situation. And when we're in a situation like this, why wouldn't you want God to step in and fight your battles for you? Because ultimately, if you fight against God, you haven't got a chance, and he's going to win. And in verse 17, if we go there, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And in verse 17, that bit about it where it says, set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. That was the same thing that Moses had said back in Exodus there. He said, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. And sometimes that's what it takes, is us not doing anything, just leaving it up to the Lord. And stand still and see the salvation. Let's see God intervene and take over the situation. And that's what happened. There was ambushment set, and these nations that came up against King Jehoshaphat end up killing each other. And it was a mighty victory. And that's because these people looked to the Lord and God blessed them. And this is the last part of verse 20 where it says, believe in the Lord your God, and so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. So believe in God, be established upon what he said, but believe in the prophets who have spoken the words of God, and you shall prosper. And that, although this was said many thousands of years or thousands of years ago now, it still holds true today, doesn't it? Those words mean something. We apply it in our lives, and we see things happen. Just go to Ephesians 6. I won't talk too much about this. I know it was mentioned yesterday about the armour of God, but I just wanted to look at one verse in particular. Ephesians verse 6 and in chapter 6 and verse 11. And this just one verse here. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. And the reason I particularly wanted to look at this bit is, sometimes we go into battle, you know, but knowing that we may have to go into battle, God has given us this armor to put on. And so what he's given us, use it. And if it's there to be used, why wouldn't we use it in our lives? Because sometimes we just don't know what's going to be ahead of us. God knows, and that's why he's told us, look, there is this armor I've given you. Use it in your life. And when we go out and use it, we've got the protection. And God wants us to be protectors. God doesn't want us to go out there and not have any protection. And a lot of this armor, as we see, it covers the front part. But what the parts that it doesn't cover, he's got our backs covered. And he's there. And you know that. Doesn't matter what comes behind you, God's got you covered from the back. And he is someone you can know and put your trust in, that he's not going to move. Others might scatter away from you, but he's not going to. If we just go to Psalm 91, I'll just finish off there. This is another wonderful psalm, and something that I'm sure we've looked at many times over our years in the Lord. But in Psalm 91, and I just wanted to look at a couple of verses, but it's all good. And in verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. And isn't that great to know that, God is going to be there. Things will happen around us, and there may be this devastation that is happening and unfolding around us, but, it's not going to come nigh thee. And it also talks about this terror by night and this arrow that flieth by day. and this destruction at noonday. But, you know, God is going to be there to protect us. And I'm sure, you know, we can all say we've seen the protection of God in our lives, and I've certainly seen it. There was one situation where, you know, I could have been totally and horribly burnt, but it didn't happen. And I just knew it was God's protection that stopped that from happening. And we can look at these scriptures and realize, you know, this applies to us. And no matter what we go through, you know, we heard about Psalm 23. You know, you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we don't have to worry about, have any fear, because we know that God is going to be with us. And it doesn't matter what happens in our lives, God is going to be with us. Because after all, you know, the battle is the Lord. God has said that. We've seen it in His Word. He wants to fight our battles for us. We don't have to do it ourselves, which is a great thing. God's got our back. And all the people said, amen.